Education spending is the largest expense for towns, cities, and the state of Connecticut. Even with that investment, this state still has the largest achievement gap in the nation. Now, hedge fund billionaire Ray Dalio's foundation has announced it's giving $100 million to the state, and the state has pledged to raise $200 million more over the next few years, specifically to help students at risk of dropping out of high school. But as Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche reports, philanthropic giving to public education doesn't have such a rosy history.
The hype is always big.
So, Mr. Zuckerberg, what role are you playing in all of this?
I've committed to a $100 million challenge grant.
$100 million.
But the results don't always live up to the hype.
It made national headlines when Mark Zuckerberg gifted $100 million to Newark schools.
Now, 5 years later, the experiment has largely failed. And Newark's still trying to...
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg wanted to save Newark, New Jersey schools. But like many similar philanthropic projects, things didn't pan out as expected. Now, the hype's in Connecticut. Here's Governor Ned Lamont at the recent announcement at East Hartford High School.
The Dalio Foundation has stepped up in a significant, significant way. You know, it's a partnership we have together. The Dalio Foundation is going to contribute $100 million to make sure your education is the best that it can be.
My initial reaction was, oh no, not again.
Lauren Anderson is an education professor at Connecticut College.
When there are these gifts that sort of create new things that are not sustainable over the long term, and then wealthy philanthropists can ultimately decide not to continue funding those things, it only contributes sort of greater volatility to public systems.
While she's not optimistic that this new influx of private cash will do any good, she says it could work if there was a long-term commitment.
So I would say it's investments in things that can be sustainable as opposed to things that would be ephemeral and eventually passed off in terms of cost to local districts.
The details of the plan have yet to be worked out. Here's what we know so far. The aim is to reach out to teenage students who are disengaged from learning and at risk of dropping out of school. The governor says he wants teachers to lead the process. Other than that, a lot of questions remain, and there aren't many examples of something like this working out. Last year, the RAND Corporation released a 500-plus page report about a billion-dollar program that was partially funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It aimed to improve teaching in three public school districts in Florida, Tennessee, and Pennsylvania, but it didn't have the expected outcomes. There was hype around that program, too, when it came out.
We will become a model district of how things should be done across the United States.
It would have taken us 15 years to get where we're going to get in five. I think we're going to get 80.
But neither of those things came true. Laura Hamilton's with the RAND Corporation and co-authored the report. She says there are a few common mistakes these philanthropic projects often make, like frequent leadership turnover, inconsistent messaging, poor outcome measures, and a lack of teacher involvement.
One of the things that teachers say frustrates them the most about their jobs is that it seems like there is always some new reform that's being, you know, imposed on them from above, that they don't really have a lot of say in whether or how that's enacted. And then as soon as they kind of figure it out and get used to it, some other new reform comes along.
UConn education professor Morgan Donaldson says there's a lot of research out there on what works for disengaged teenagers. And Connecticut should look at that. She says she's excited about the announcement by Dalio Philanthropies.
The proposal focuses on under-resourced communities, and it also tries to make that connection and that link between students and schools and also the workforce.
She says she understands the worry that the money could come and go, and then districts would be left to figure out what to do.
I think that's a very valid concern. And you know, given the financial situation of the state, I think it behooves us to think outside the box a bit.
She says foundations often underestimate the complexity of working with school districts and the politics involved. Philanthropists also sometimes are blinded by their vision and don't pay attention to the warning signs along the way. Bottom line is teachers should drive the conversation, and parents and the broader community should also be involved. Those interviewed agreed that in a few years, to see if the investment has paid off, The state should look at a variety of measures and not just graduation rates. David DeRoche, Connecticut Public Radio.